Turn your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
David.
Hi, Big Hungry.
What's up, mate? How's it going?
Oh, good, yeah.
How's space? Is it still there, or...?
Yeah, between my ears. Plenty of it.
Very nice.
And you?
What is the... How come they did call it space?
Ooh.
Is it an obvious one?
Pass.
Lots of room.
Is there a fancier word for space than space?
You'll have to ask the experts for that one. That's far too complicated for me.
Okay, fair enough.
They need a linguist.
The vast expanse.
Yeah.
Now David Britton from the Stardome, NASA have finally bounced a laser off something orbiting the moon. Have they been trying to do this for ages?
They have. They left. NASA left reflectors on the surface of the moon when the Apollo astronauts were there.
Proof.
So long ago. And they've been bouncing laser light off those ever since. So been able to figure out not just the distance of the moon, but the fact that the moon is gradually moving away from the Earth at about a bit over 3 centimeters a year. And those techniques have developed and become more precise over time. They can actually measure the distance between the laser on Earth and the reflector on the moon to about the thickness of an orange peel.
Is it similar to the laser that little kids use to make Dan Carter miss his kicks?
Well, all lasers are similar in the sense that what defines a laser is that the light is very much the same wavelength.
Right.
Or almost the same wavelength. And like a light from a torch, you have to have something to focus the light because there's different wavelengths that are being produced by the light source and they get reflected at different angles and so on. So a laser light, it's almost parallel. However, when they do send a laser beam up to the moon, by the time it reaches the moon's surface, it's about 2 kilometers wide.
I was about to say, it does sprawl out, doesn't it? 2K wide, far out.
Yeah, so you send something from here, gets there 2 kilometers wide, so whatever hits the reflector on the surface is only going to be a small proportion of that 2 kilometer wide beam. And so when it gets back to the Earth, it spreads even further because those reflectors are not very big. And so it's about 15 kilometers wide when it gets back to the Earth.
Out of it.
So what they do is they send very bright pulses of laser light. Each pulse is, now wait for this, 1/10 of a billionth of a second. Okay, 100 picoseconds. So it's extremely short but very bright. And each pulse has millions of photons, okay? And they send a number of pulses up. So it's like pinging the moon with bullets, you know? These are like little bullets of light. So when they've done a series of those, they send about, 300 million billion photons.
You can say it like that, but...
Okay, but only 1 in 30 million... get back and detected by the mirror, say a 3.5 meter mirror on a telescope.
Obviously not, you can't see with a human eye, obviously.
You don't see like a weird flash if you're...
That would annoy a lot of people.
Mm. No, well, what they do is, easiest way is to see it on an oscilloscope. So as each photon comes back and gets counted, that's recorded, and so you end up with a curve that shows a peak. And that's showing that's not just stray light, that's one wavelength that they're receiving, and so they know that's happening.
Should we be worrying about the moon moving away? Or is it just so little that doesn't...
No, we'd be worrying if it wasn't.
Okay. Good point.
It's because the Earth is slowing down slowly because of tidal friction. So the Earth's spin is gradually slowing, and because the Earth and the moon are gravitationally one system, that their total energy has to be conserved. And so to make up for the Earth slowing down, the moon moves slightly further away.
Fascinating.
So, yeah, anyway, so what they found, though, is over time, because remember, 1969 to 1972 was when the Apollo astronauts were on the moon. So 50 years ago, those reflectors have gradually got less and less reflective.
Oh, they got dust on them and crap.
Well, that's what they're trying to sort out. There could be some sort of dust that, or just something from the very thin atmosphere that's degrading that. It could just be radiation from the sun, solar radiation that's weakening the reflectivity of the mirrors. So what they decided, there's a satellite that's been orbiting the moon called the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter since 2009, and it has one of these reflectors on it. It's only a tenth the size of the ones on the surface, but it's still the same thing. And so they've been trying to hit that, because that's obviously up in space. in a vacuum, so it's not going to be affected by the solar radiation and dust the same way. So if they can get a series of measurements from that over time and compare that with the ones on the surface, they can figure out whether it's dust or radiation or something else that might be causing that. But the trouble is, as I said, that reflector on the orbiting satellites, a tenth of the size of the ones on the surface.
And the angles,
and of course, it's orbiting around the moon. It's moving really fast.
Yeah,
how did the astronauts set it up on the moon? Because it would have been a bit hit and miss. Do they have like a...
You paid the big bucks, John.
You know, just setting up the angle correctly. How would you know if it was pointing directly back at Earth
on the
right angle?
You just have a look and you kind of get your thumb out.
Well, a couple of things. Firstly, it's not just a single mirror. It's actually a three-dimensional cubic mirror. So the light that comes out always comes back out the way it came in. So it always reflects back the way it enters.
Cool.
And the other thing is, the Earth's a big target.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So all they had to really do is get it vertical. And the rest will be taken care of. You know, that's more or less it. When they send the laser beam up, it has to be timed right because the moon's orbit isn't, you know, clockwork. The tilt of the orbit is different and so on and so on. So, yeah, things have to be just right to get a successful reflection. But they figured that out, and they say they can do it very accurately. So anyway, they finally did achieve the reflection from the orbiting probe four times over a couple of years. And, so there was actually done an infrared light, because part of the problem, again, one of the confounding factors is the Earth's atmosphere. As the light, laser light, goes through the Earth's atmosphere or comes back through the Earth's atmosphere, it gets wiggled about. Whereas infrared light doesn't get affected by the atmosphere in the same way. So it was actually a French observatory that managed it. So interesting what they're able to figure out there.
That is, very much. And there's a star spinning twice per minute?
That's right. Similar to what our sun will become when it dies.
Okay,
when large stars end their lives, run out of fuel, they become what's called neutron stars. They are very small, like the size of Auckland, but the mass much greater than the sun. Really weird objects, and they can spin 100 times a second. Our sun, when it ends its days, it'll become what's called a white dwarf. So that'll be about the size of the Earth, but with something a little less than the mass of the sun. And many stars, they don't just hang around on their own like our sun. Ours is slightly oddball in being lone. Most stars are in systems. And when you have a two-star system and one of them goes bang or loses its energy and becomes a white dwarf, the companion star, it's the pair, it's still trying to finish its life, and it really can't because the white dwarf is going to use its gravity to draw it closer and closer. And so you get these bursts of brightness as material that's falling down onto the white dwarf create X-rays and so on. So these white dwarfs, they can spin pretty fast, but this particular one, it spins in 29 and a half seconds. So you can imagine something the size of the Earth with the mass a little less than the Sun spinning that fast. It's just they're trying to figure out how and why. If they can, it'll help a lot understanding the magnetic fields of these. The companion, by the way, it goes around every 1 3/4 hours. So you imagine something larger than the Sun orbiting something the size of the Earth every 1 3/4 hours. It's just really weird sort of setup
spinning,
to try and get your brain around.
Would that spinning itself make it hot? Or is that impervious to temperature because of the atmosphere?
Well, no, it's just hanging in space. It's hot from the inside because used to be a star, but it's been compressed down to a very small size, so it'll keep on producing heat for a trillion years as it gradually cools. The hot bursts are from the material that falls from the companion star onto the surface. And if enough falls on, and in some cases, you'll have a what's called a nova. These days, it's called a cataclysmic variable. So they call it a cataclysmic event these days rather than a nova.
Okay.
But anyway,
Rocket Lab has returned with a successful launch. Is that meaning like they're back after like COVID and kind of back into things? Is that what you?
No, they had a launch failure. Last launch didn't make it. The battery swap out. They changed from existing batteries. They dropped them off, and a third battery that's sitting there takes over, and that failed. There was a connection problem. It overheated. They're able to sort that out, and so yeah, this is the first launch since then, and that has been successful.
It was carrying just a solo satellite called Sequoia. What was that satellite intending to
do? I didn't really take much notice of the payload.
Okay.
In this case, I was more interested in the actual launch. The other thing that, or two things they're aiming for. Firstly, getting the launch facility on the east coast of the United States going, so looking for a launch from there the next few months. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is to recover the first stage rocket so that they don't have to make a new one every time, which they're going to do with a helicopter. But the next time they do that here, they'll let it splash quietly into the sea. They won't try and use a helicopter, but it'll give them a lot of data on what they need to do to make a helicopter recovery feasible.
If they're going to move over to the US and they're catching it with a helicopter, will that mean that they stop operations in Mahia?
No, this is additional. In fact, there's a second launch facility they're going to be building at Mahia as well. So Mahia will have two launch pads, and there'll be the third pad that's up in Wallops Island on the east coast of the United States. The one in the United States is simply to provide an alternative service for the American satellite makers.
Has anyone, this is more for the listeners, I guess, but has anyone been down to Mahia and caught a launch? Is it real noisy and annoying, or what's the vibe?
Well, the part of the sort of resource consent or whatever they had down there is to let the locals know what's going on. I mean, they have to let aircraft and vessels out on the water and so on know well in advance what's happening and where to stay out.
Yeah.
So that's all in place, and the locals.
I guess it's not that often. It's kind of exciting,
right? By now, I don't know.
Yeah.
Once a month.
Someone's just asking real quick. First of all, are there aliens? ? That we don't know. All right, we are the aliens. Have you seen an octopus? Just get on with it. And the next question is, how long for a laser to travel to the moon? I guess you just take the speed of light and the distance to the moon, and you do a little division and get on with your day.
That's exactly right. It's a bit over a second, so the reflection gets back in about 2.5 seconds.
Rad. Okay, cool.
Amazing. Now, what's happening in the night sky?
Full moon tomorrow night. So you do it. Good for looking at the moon, but sort of brightens the sky for the rest of things. After sunset, you've got Jupiter and Saturn in the northeast, really bright and easy to see. Mercury after sunset in the west is going to gradually appear. It'll be very low, getting higher each day. So that's a lot fainter, but it's worth having a look if you've got binoculars or a small telescope. And in the morning, Venus is low in the east, and Mars is northwest. So still plenty of things up there that, during the night to be able to have a, get out and have a look.
Excellent.
Sick.
And anything on the cards for the Stardome?
Well, you know, obviously we've been closed over the last few weeks, but everyone's working really hard to get things in place to reopen. So yeah, aiming to open in the weekend. Mm-hmm. So there'll be restrictions on the number of people that can be in the planetarium for the theatre there. So it will be distanced safely in the seating there. The staff will all have masks, and everyone's hoping that all the visitors would do the same. It won't be mandatory, but
it seems to be a pretty strong.
Everyone does wear a mask.
Seems to be a pretty strong presence of masks out there. I think the second time around, everybody's a bit more educated.
Yeah,
and like everyone kind of knows, you know, like spit is bad.
Yeah.
You know.
So it'll be, do anything, just watch our website. The website will be updated with the latest info.
Mm-hmm.
It's Father's Day, of course, this weekend.
Right on.
It'll be a good opportunity for dads to, and granddads to get along, so take them along. Yeah, so the website and, of course, Facebook, Instagram, have a look on there and check out the latest.
Excellent, Peter. David, thanks so much. It's always a pleasure to chat space, and I feel like I kind of got a couple things right.
I'll see if I can get back with a better answer about your question about space next
time. It just seems like a bit of a lazy name, really, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, a bit like the Earth, really.
Yeah, true. All right, mate, take it easy out there.
And you. Bye.
Peace.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.